Ever wish you could just, like, I don't know, hit the pause button on aging or even rewind it a bit?
It's not even just about living longer, right? It's about extending those healthy years, the ones where you can actually, enjoy life. And that's where this new research on a molecule called, get this, IL-11 comes in.
Okay, so IL-11, interesting. But, like, before we even get into the nitty-gritty, why should we even care about this whole IL-11 thing?
Well, you know how chronic inflammation is kind of a big deal as we age? Like, it's a slow burn that just contributes to all those age-related issues. Well, this research is saying that IL-11 might be one of the main culprits behind it, that harmful inflammation.
So IL-11 is like the instigator, the troublemaker in the back of the classroom, stirring up inflammation in our bodies.
Aha, that's a great analogy. So this study, they were looking at mice, and they found that as those mice aged, their IL-11 levels just shot up. And not just in one place, but across a bunch of different tissues, liver, fat, even muscle tissue.
Okay, so mice, interesting, but mice aren't humans, so like why should we be excited about this?
So here's the thing. Mice actually share a surprising amount of their biology with us, especially when we're talking about aging. And what really got the scientists going was they found a strong link between high IL-11 levels in those mice and some of the telltale signs of aging, things like cellular senescence and metabolic decline.
Cellular. What now?
Senescence. Just picture your cells like a well-oiled machine, right? They're constantly dividing, doing their thing to keep your body running. But as we get older, some of those cells, they kind of go a little haywire, enter this grumpy retirement phase, if you will. They stop dividing, but they don't just sit there quietly. Instead, they start pumping out harmful stuff that damages the surrounding tissues.
Oh no. So instead of, useful stuff, they're churning out toxic waste. Not ideal.
Exactly. And get this research is suggesting that IL-11 is involved in both making more of these grumpy cells and making their negative effects even worse.
Okay, so IL-11, not our friend. Got it. But I have a feeling this is where the research like takes a turn for the hopeful, right? Tell me they found a way to stop this IL-11 troublemaker.
They did, they did. The researchers actually tested two different ways to kind of like put the brakes on IL-11 in these mice.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So in one group of mice, they used, some pretty high-tech genetic wizardry to remove the gene that's responsible for making IL-11 in the first place.
Gotcha. So they basically just like edited out the troublemaker from the start.
Exactly.
Okay, what about the second group?
For the second group, they developed a special antibody, and this antibody could neutralize the IL-11 that was already there.
Interesting. So two different approaches, but like the same goal, shutting down IL-11. So what happened next? Did they find the fountain of youth?
Well, the results were pretty amazing. The mice that had their IL-11 activity reduced, no matter which method they used, ended up living significantly longer than the mice that weren't treated.
Wow, that's huge. But like we've talked about this before, right? It's not just about adding years to life, it's about adding life to those years, right? So were these mice like living longer, but with tiny canes, all hunched over? We need to talk health span.
You're totally right. And that's what makes this research even more exciting. The mice weren't just living longer, they were thriving.
Okay, I'm picturing mice running marathons, doing tiny push-ups. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, for one, they saw improvements in a bunch of different health markers. For example, their metabolic function, like, got a serious upgrade. They showed better glucose tolerance and insulin sensitivity, which is a big deal if you want to avoid age-related problems like type 2 diabetes.
So they're rocking their golden years with like healthier blood sugar. I'll take it.
Exactly. And there's more. They also had less fat accumulation overall. And get this, there were even signs of increased muscle mass and strength.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying these mice were basically getting younger? Did they find like the rewind button on aging?
It wasn't quite a rewind button, but it was close. The researchers wanted to see if blocking IL-11 could actually reverse some of the existing signs of aging, not just prevent new ones.
Okay, I'm very curious. What did they find?
Get this. When they gave the IL-11 blocking antibody to older mice, it actually did seem to reverse some aspects of aging.
Whoa, okay. This is big. What kind of reversals are we even talking about here?
Well, they saw improvements in those key metabolic markers we were just talking about, and they even saw a reduction in those harmful senescent cells, the troublemakers.
Okay, so maybe not a complete rewind button, but the fact that they could reverse some of those changes, even a little, that's huge. Like, it makes you wonder, is there even a point of no return when it comes to aging? Or are bodies more like adaptable than we thought?
It's a fascinating question. And, remember how we talked about IL-11 being linked to inflammation, especially in fat tissue?
Because that's where the real party is at, right?
Right. they decided to take a closer look at what was happening in the fat of these mice. Specifically, they focused on a type of fat that's found in your belly called, get ready for it, visceral gonadal white adipose tissue, or VWAT for short.
VWAT, got it. So what's the deal with VWAT and IL-11? Were they like best friends or sworn enemies?
Let's just say they weren't exactly throwing a joint birthday party. The study found that blocking IL-11 significantly reduced chronic inflammation in the VWAT. And we know that chronic inflammation in that type of fat, it's a major culprit in metabolic issues and aging in general.
Less inflammation, healthier fat makes sense to me.
Right.
Okay, but there's always a twist. What else did they find in the fat?
All right, so here's the twist. Blocking IL-11 also seemed to reactivate this process called, are you ready for this? Beiging in the fat.
Beiging. Okay, now you're just making stuff up.
No, I promise. It's a real thing. Think of it like this. Not all fat is created equal. Okay. You've got your white fat, which is the kind that, you know, tends to stick around. We have one too many donuts. And then you've got brown fat.
Okay.
Brown fat's like the good guy in the fat world. It actually burns energy and generates heat.
Oh, so like a built-in furnace. I like it.
Exactly. And beige fat, well, it's like brown fat's cousin. It's not quite as powerful, but it can still help you burn some extra calories. This beiging process seems to kind of decline as we get older.
Mm.
But in this study, blocking IL-11 seemed to, like, bring it back online.
Wow. Okay. So not only was blocking this IL-11 calming down the inflammation party in the fat, but it was also inviting the good guy beige fat to join in on the fun. That's a party I can get behind.
Right. It's pretty amazing. And this whole beiging effect, it could be a big part of why they saw such improved metabolic health and reduced fat accumulation in the mice.
Okay. So we've got longer lifespan, better health span, reduced inflammation, and beige fat is making a comeback, all from blocking this one molecule, IL-11. Where do I sign up?
Hold your horses. I know it's super exciting, but we have to remember this research is still in its early stages. And translating these findings from mice to humans, well, it's complicated.
Right, I know. More research is needed, always. But you have to admit, this is promising.
But absolutely. And there's good reason to be optimistic here. Anti-IL-11 therapies are already being explored in clinical trials.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for other health conditions, like fibrosis, for example.
So there's already a path paved for this type of treatment.
Exactly. So this existing research, it could make it easier to transition to studying IL-11 blockers specifically for their anti-aging potential in humans. It's like they've already laid some of the groundwork.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they fast-track those trials. I'm not getting any younger over here.
Well, this research definitely gives us something exciting to look forward to. You know, it's a powerful reminder that scientific discovery can lead to some pretty incredible breakthroughs.
It really makes you wonder, what other secrets are just hidden within ourselves, just waiting to be unlocked?
Right. That's the beauty of science. There's always more to discover. And with each new finding, we get a little bit closer to understanding this whole intricate puzzle of aging.
And maybe, just maybe, to a future where we can all live longer, healthier lives.
It's a future worth striving for. Now, before we wrap things up, I have a question for you. If IL-11 plays such a crucial role in aging, what if there are other molecules out there, other key players in this whole dance of aging that we haven't even discovered yet?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's like we've stumbled upon one piece of the puzzle, but there are probably so many more pieces out there just waiting to be found. It really is mind-blowing when you think about it. Like this tiny little molecule, IL-11, could be such a big player in like the whole aging process. So let's bring it all home. What's the big takeaway from all this?
Well, the big thing here is this research is pointing to IL-11 as a possible driving force behind a lot of those age-related changes we see. And, you know, the really exciting part is that maybe, just maybe, blocking it might not only help us live longer, but also make those extra years, you know, healthier, more vibrant.
Yeah, it's like finding this hidden switch that could, like, I don't know, slow down the aging process. What I find super interesting is how this research really shows us that everything in the body is, like, connected. It's not just one thing. It's this whole intricate web of processes all working together.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And this study, it just highlights how complex those aging mechanisms really are and how IL-11 seems to be like this puppet master behind the scenes. And you know what really makes this research strong? The fact that they used both genetic modification and those antibody treatments to target the IL-11. It wasn't just a fluke.
Oh, and we can't forget about that whole fat tissue thing. Like, the fact that blocking IL-11 calmed down the inflammation and seemed to, like, reactivate that Beijing process, that's huge. It's like, hello, new weapon in the fight against aging.
Totally. It could be a game changer. Trading in some of that stubborn white fat for the more helpful beige fat. Sign me up. And don't forget, they even saw some of that age-related decline actually reverse in those mice. That opens up some pretty wild possibilities, right?
Wild is an understatement. Like, imagine, what if we could actually, I don't know, hit the brakes on aging or even turn back the clock a bit? Sounds like something straight out of sci-fi.
It's a future full of possibilities for sure. And of course, we still need more research, got to make sure these findings hold true for us humans. But, you know, this research has opened up a whole new path for exploration. Who knows what other breakthroughs are right around the corner?
Right. Like, we're really just scratching the surface when it comes to understanding aging. Every new discovery just gets us one step closer to, you know, unlocking the secrets of a longer, healthier life.
And that about wraps up our deep dive into IL-11 and its potential impact on aging. We hope you found it, you know, as fascinating as we did.
I think it's safe to say the future of aging is looking brighter than ever.